things. Then the last part says, I will hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sin and heal their land. There is much sin in this nation that we need to repent for and ask God to forgive us, that we have taken him out of the schools. We've taken him out, tried to take him out of our government, tried to take him out of our holidays. We have tried the agenda that the enemy wants is to take God out of every aspect of society. But that's not going to work. That is not going to happen. There's five things we must do for the healing of our land. Five is the number of grace. Grace is unmerited favor, and it's empowerment to do what God calls us to do. So it's his grace that will turn any situation around. Now, if word and power is to increase in souls and in influence, we must go beyond our four walls of this building, because it's just a building. We are the building of God. We are his temple. And so if our spiritual life is to grow and progress, we're going to have a different mindset of not just coming to church on Sunday and Wednesday and going home. We've got to pray, and we've got to be available for God to use us any way he wants to use us. Praying for where you're at, those around you, at your business, where you work, those you come in contact with, to pray. To pray for our city when you drive down the street. So, you know, the person that we saw last week that possibly we said was a suicide, his body was underneath a tree at the cemetery, laying there. The cops were there, crime scene. And there was nothing on the news. So John made a very good statement. It was most likely suicide. He went to the cemetery to die. And I'm thinking, it just burned within me. Had we ever sent, maybe did we send this man? Did we knock on his door? Did he live right down the street that we knocked on? Invited him to church to say, you got a need? Here's a paper. Call us. You know, did anybody ever reach out to this man? If not, what a sad thing that he had no hope but to end his life. What a tragedy. A tragic thing. So we've got to be willing to reach people, to tell people there is hope. Even in the midst of a horrible crisis in our nation with everything around, there's still hope. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. He's the one that will not fail us. He will not let us down. And he will always be there for us. Wall Street won't be there for us. So he will, like he said to Joshua, I will never leave you or forsake you. And he says the same thing in Hebrews 13:5. So it's time for us to wake. It's so easy to be lulled into slumber and to be complacent, not on fire. But we're to be on fire for God. We're not to be passive and complacent and compromise, because these things cause the body of Christ to be ineffective in society. Matthew 5:13-16. We are salt and we are light. Matthew 5:13-16. Jesus, this is in red letters. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? it is then good for nothing.